Now, in some exciting news, Nestlé Professional has handpicked the town of Strawn to feature on new limited edition tins of Nescafe Blend 43. Launching this month across the country, the tins are part of the new Celebrate Community Spirit collection. And the collection showcases six Australian towns on tins of Nescafe Blend 43. Each town was chosen because they all demonstrated individual examples of community spirit and solidify unity, togetherness, and what it means to be Australian. Now, the illustration on the 1 kilogram tin is inspired by the Mount Lyell Strawn picnic as this event captures the unique spirit of Strawn and the rich culture of the community. And there's been a donation to the Rotary District of Tasmania, which will be used to help fund the Mount Lyell Strawn picnic. So I'm now joined by the District Governor of the Rotary District of Tasmania. It's good morning on the program to Heather Chong. How are you today, Heather?
I am wonderful.
Yeah, look, it's great that this is happening, great for the region. Were you a part of suggesting or putting forth the town of Strawn as being one of the six town? Yeah.
No. So Nestlé chose, the people who work at Nestlé chose Strawn as their example, but I'm overjoyed it was. It's such a beautiful place. And the Mount Lyell Strawn picnic is, 123 years of history.
Yes, so it is.
Great choice.
I attended it for the first time, and it's. Let me tell you, it's as this year, and let me tell you, it's as popular as it's ever been. There were heaps of people turning out. Tell us about the donation that has been pledged.
So Nestlé, alongside the putting the town on the tins, have given $5,000 to Rotary, which we are sharing between the picnic and also looking to work with the council because they're looking to put in a new playground. So some of the money will go towards that as well. And they've also donated a pallet of the 1 kilogram tins. And rather than Rotary sell them as a fundraiser, I've actually also sent those, having them sent from Nestlé,
yes,
to the people who run the picnic. So
yeah.
I'm assuming you'll see those for sale at the picnic to help raise some more funds for the community.
That's right, and I believe we have actually ordered a couple to give away here on 7XS as well, which is fantastic. So,
wow, wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. This really does put the... We are looking for ways to put the West Coast on the map, and there's a lot of things happening at the moment. How do you see it having an effect on the West Coast?
I think the West Coast is so beautiful, but even for Tasmanian terms, it's a little remote. Whatever we can do to help advertise and get out there, the amazing scenery, but also the wonderful sense of community that there is on the West Coast, I think everything will help.
So what was the criteria that was given to the choices of towns and why Strawn stuck out as one of the six?
They were looking at sense of community and mateship and I think probably longevity too. The picnic has been going for such a long time,
yeah,
and has been consistently part of the community. And I think that was what they were looking at, towns and events that actually identified that and signified that.
And we've got the cruisers down here and the railway and that sort of thing. I guess that would have come into it because that's reasonably renowned around the world.
Absolutely, yes. It would certainly be something people would, everybody would know about and would recognise, but in the context of the West Coast.
Sure. Are we the only one in Tasmania that's one of the six?
You are. Correct, yes.
Wow.
I know. And well-deserved. Well-deserved.
Well, thank you. So when will the... they're limited edition tins, and you say that there'll be some coming down for the... Oh, we're obviously giving them away here at the station, but also at the picnic. Are they going to be available in stores as well?
So apparently not.
Okay.
No.
So it really is limited then?
They're only through the wholesale office and food service distributors. So they're not going to be in the supermarket. So I guess some of the wholesale people will have them on sale too. I mean, the photograph on the front is lovely. It's a really...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, actually. Yeah.
No, it is. I've seen the proofs of it, and it's...
Yes?
Yeah, great.
Is this the first time you've been involved with this, or is it all been in connection with Nestlé Professional?
It certainly is. style, but I gather they're looking at some longer term partnerships with Rotary, which is wonderful.
Yep, and hopefully they might be. We can get other towns involved as well and help put the whole of Tasmania on the map, because there's some wonderful hidden locations that perhaps people aren't aware of around the world.
Absolutely. One of my jobs as Rotary District Governor is to go and visit all of the clubs around the state, and talk to the people in the clubs. So I've been to a lot of places where I haven't been, I confess, for some years. And it just reminds me what a beautiful state we live in.
Yes.
And how phenomenal so many places are.
Well, you'd be a consultant. You'd be in a good position to advise for the future about some of the towns that would be recommended. So, yeah, your experience of the place, and you'd be a handy consultant for them, I would imagine.
It'd be hard to choose, I tell you. There are so many amazing things happen.
Well, the funny thing is, back in the 80s, I was just thinking about this. People used to say on the mainland, I remember them saying, I'll go and do Tasmania in a day. You can't, because you'd only go to Launceston to Hobart, but you'd miss out all the wonderful things in between. I mean, I reckon we've got the best beaches in Tasmania.
Oh, yes. So I live in Clarence, where my day job is. I'm Deputy Mayor of Clarence Council. And we've got 191 kilometres of beach.
Yeah.
Coastline. It's something for everybody. And as you go around the state, everywhere, there are sandy beaches or wild beaches or temperate rainforests and you've got a number of those on the West Coast. Just a range of things we have available.
Yep.
I think Tassie looks small when you look at it from the mainland.
Yes, absolutely.
It belies all of the places you can go and things you can do.
Yep, no, that's true. Well, great that you've been involved in this, and look, it's great to hear your thoughts on it all, and we're looking forward to seeing those limited tins at the Strawn Picnic next year, and also, obviously, when we get them down here to give them away on 7XS. So,
absolutely.
Look, thanks very much for joining us today, Heather.
No,
lovely to chat with you.
No problem, and thank you, and thank Nestle for thinking about Strawn and selecting it as one of the towns on their tins. I think it's really an excellent partnership.
Absolutely. Good on you, Heather. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. There's, yep. Okay. Heather Chong, the District Governor for the Rotary District of Tasmania, joining us this morning. Fantastic for the West Coast and for Strawn, that is for sure. 7XS, it's the West Coast Feel Good Station. Good morning.